In this episode, I offer a demo session with a volunteer who explores how ignoring their own inner experience began in childhood, where they felt invisible by being the one who cared for everyone else. What started as a survival instinct has since evolved into a patterned habit of self-abandonment. This instinct, often referred to as fawning, is a survival response that can take root early in life. Over time, what begins as a brilliant strategy to preserve connection becomes a chronic way of orienting, attuning to others, suppressing our own needs, and avoiding conflict. When fawning becomes embedded in our identity, it shows up as disconnection from the body, difficulty naming our own needs, and a quiet, persistent loneliness, often shaped by family systems and cultural norms. This pattern is not only personal, it's relational and systemic. For this volunteer, navigating intersecting identities within environments that don't fully see or support them adds another layer of complexity to the pressure to be strong, agreeable, and invisible. Together, we explore how these survival strategies live in the body. Through the present moment lens of Gestalt therapy, we gently track how contact with the self has been disrupted and how the nervous system carries what's been too overwhelming to feel. Nervous system regulation isn't about eliminating dysregulation, it's about staying connected to ourselves in the midst of it. This session isn't about analyzing or fixing, it's about turning toward the truth of the lived experience with compassion and awareness. As the volunteer begins to reconnect with themselves and their body, I offer the opportunity for them to connect with their inner young one, resolving unfinished business from the past. In that contact, something begins to shift. Softness emerges, agency returns, and the body starts to feel like a safe place to be once again. This session is a powerful reminder that healing begins not through doing or analyzing, but through presence with what's here right now. In that presence, the volunteer reconnects with the parts of themselves that have been quietly waiting to be met. To hear the full unedited session, including the tender moment where the volunteer experiences deep repair with their inner young one, join us on Patreon.
There's so much pain in my body, it's hard to be in it. And so I do feel that I often will like disconnect and just really go up here to get things done.
Yeah, like kind of going up into the mind, overriding the body just to get things done. And here you are, kind of just turning towards your body, noticing how much you're holding. What do you notice about your breath right now?
It's fairly shallow. There's a want to like exhale more than inhale and feel the like thought forming around just feeling, yeah, the like sadness about like disconnection from myself and from others and this combination of like overwhelm with being connected at the same time and just kind of the loneliness that happens.
You see the tears there. Yeah, the loneliness of being disconnected from yourself and disconnected from others.
Yeah, I find that what I'm experiencing these days is like this want to be connected with what's happening in the world and feeling just so overwhelmed by it. And then when I'm in my own like life and organism, there's this like experience of like so much physical pain. And I know a lot of it's likely like emotional pain as well and trauma and all of those things, but it's just this like, how am I with it all? Like, how do I stay with it all and still want to kind of connect and be in the world. And so I think there's a lot of just like, you know, get all the things done and get really distracted with all of the doing that can happen. And the being part is there. I think there's like a really deep longing to just be with what's here, but it also just feels like too much.
Yeah, just wanting to make room for that emotion. I hear it feels like it's too much. The state of the world, what you're feeling inside. And so then your mind goes to doing. Yeah, I just want to invite you to just keep bringing awareness to that pattern. When it feels like too much, you go into doing. Yeah. And is the doer here right now in your mind?
Yeah, I feel like it, that doing part of me is like always like pretty online. It's just, I don't know, it's interesting to notice this like resistance that shows up because I do really feel held and I want to be present and just feel what's here. And I know that like it's not really common for me to drop in so quickly and to have so much emotion right away, especially without a story attached to it. But then the story wants to create itself and share with you. Like I can feel like maybe that doing self being like, okay, well, we need to talk about why this is happening and, you know, figure it out or, you know, fix it kind of thing.
Yeah. If it's okay with you, I just want to bring awareness and attention to the figuring it out. Just letting your mind know that you see that it really wants to figure it out. Yeah, if the voice of figuring out could speak, what would it say?
I think there's this thing that I'm struggling with, which is like how to show up for people in my life and in the world, but not be kind of stuck in this role where I don't really fully get to exist, or be like, I don't know, I think there's this idea that I have to kind of manage the pain inside and deal with all the things that are coming up so that I can be of service to others. And that's kind of my role and my identity and all of that. And I feel like I'm kind of bind, like I don't know how to get out of that with everybody in my life or even with myself because I know it's self-imposed. And so then it becomes this like, kind of like dropping and like this heaviness feeling of like, okay, well, I do feel alone. I feel like I'm just here kind of working with what's inside and I don't know how to share it. I don't know that it's okay to share. Sometimes it doesn't feel safe. And it also just feels like it goes against this role that I've created. And so there's definitely like worth and love tied into it and this feeling of if I'm not strong all the time, then that's not okay.
Yeah. And what do you notice sharing that with me?
I notice a part of me kind of trying to track myself and being like, does that even make sense? Like, am I being clear right now? And then there's just a lot of like, what feels like a younger part of me just like here in the collapse of it. Just really tired of like holding it all together all of the time.
He's tired from holding it together all the time. And I see you closing your eyes again. And I do want to reflect what I heard you say to make sure that I'm understanding. It sounds like there's this navigating how to exist in this role that you've created for yourself of taking care of other people. And sort of like leaving your pain behind and not even quite sure how to give voice to your pain.
Yeah, I think there's a way that I notice myself like shutting off my connection with myself and my body and really just operating from like this very like hyperlogical place with like the people I'm closest with in my life. And some of that is because I feel like when I have shared my feelings, it hasn't always been received well, or it feels like there's this like big consequence around it. And how that might show up in ways that make this more complex is, you know, I find that if I am giving a lot all day and then I come home and my partner really wants to process and needs a lot of emotional holding and I don't have the space for that, I will push myself to like really be there because it's kind of this like, well, this is what I do and this is how I show love and this is like my role. Or, it feels like it doesn't even feel like conscious. It's just this automatic pushing of self to show up in that way. And then I'll reach a point where I kind of just like can't anymore. And my expression of, I can't is kind of to say like, I think I need to be done, or I can't, it kind of gets to the point where maybe I like leave the room or I check out a bit, or I'm disconnecting in order to regulate again. And that causes like a lot of pain for my partner, and it causes a lot of pain inside of myself that I can't do more. Yeah, I think I notice it just so many places in my life where I'm like constantly pushing myself to work harder and show up more, and in the process really not honoring the feelings that I'm having, and like all the signals that my body is telling me are like, this isn't working.
Yeah, and what do you notice in your body right now?
Feel a lot of that energy in my head. I can feel the like slight pulsing constriction in the throat.
Yeah.
I feel kind of like a slight nausea sensation. Yeah, I can kind of sense into like having a fullness of a body with limbs, but they're not as online. It feels like I'm kind of more in the from hips up core of my body, more so.
Just noticing the way your body is holding this. I think I'm hearing this as I shut off or disconnect from myself to try to connect with others, and then I end up feeling disconnected from others. Yeah, what do you notice when I reflect that?
Yeah, that feels really true. I think this continued bind that I'm in is like, okay, go out in the world and like connect with others because you really want that. And then, oh gosh, others are so much. And like, that took a lot of energy. And then it's like retreat, like isolate, build yourself back up again. And it just kind of feels like the cup's always being poured out.
I think I heard you say that when you share your pain, that doesn't seem to go well.
Yeah.
What do you notice when I say that?
I think one of my struggles as like someone who holds intersections of identity that are oppressed and marginalized in our world is like that I'm supposed to just like not complain about it and be strong and like be grateful for what I have. And I think there's this like, some of that is conditioned. Like I can hear like, my father's voice in my head, or I can hear like, yeah, just this messaging of, it's not okay to do that. I think because there's already this need to be better or prove or be strong in a way that it feels very like kind of cultural and common to experience. And I can just, yeah, I can feel myself a little like moving outward and fragmenting a little even as I share about it.
Yeah, and I see some tears have been flowing from your eyes, and your breath seems kind of up here in the top of your chest. What do you notice about your breath?
Yeah, it feels like it's just happening in like my face. Yeah, it doesn't even feel
Yeah.
like it's moving down at all.
Just wanting to slow down and make room. Yeah. Just bringing more awareness to your face, breath in your body. Just really tending to your body and your heart. Just with your eyes closed, I just want to check in with your head and your back. And what are you noticing?
Yeah, I can feel my low back is still like there's a good amount of pain there. I feel like my face and my neck area feels really like hot, but in a way where like the sensation of temperature is just this layer outside of my head. It's not like my actual head is hot, it's like just right out here.
Kind of like radiating around. And just still with your eyes closed, if you're willing, I find myself wondering what you want for yourself, just given this. What is it that you really want for yourself right now?
The first thing that comes up is the freedom, just the want to be like just expansive and free and fully expressed.
Making room for that desire to be here too, desire for freedom, full expression. Just keep letting that wave move through you. It's right there at the top of your throat too. What do you notice there in your throat?
With a lot of effort, but it feels almost like there's a straw in there separate from my throat.
Yeah, and without trying to change it or fix it, just kind of notice that. Just notice the straw. It's kind of effortful. And what do you notice now?
Notice there's more like slight movement in my jaw, can still tension, more of a like focus. I can feel like this focus of light that, is shining on me. It's a little bit of dizziness and just like a thought of like, wow, there's a lot in just this like upper portion of the body.
So just with the dizziness here and there being a lot, I just want to slow down and just noticing. Yeah, I heard the messaging of pushing through. Yeah, what do you notice when I say that?
Yeah, it's almost like that part of me that wants to work really hard, like shows up and is like, okay, what are we doing? Like, it's kind of like, oh, all right, yeah, that thing. And I recognize that maybe that isn't on that, it's almost like that part of me was sitting in the back of the room for a while.
And from here, your breath looks like it's softening a bit. What do you notice about your breath?
It's almost kind of like the sensation after you've had like a long cry and you're like doing the exhales. I can kind of feel a little bit more settling in the breath in that similar way. Think there's like a this like image of like inside wanting to be like unhinged, like that expressive, like I think I really feel that inside, but there's so much of like this protection the outside of like, not really showing that.
Just keep bringing awareness to that. Before you had said like a shutting off from yourself, and I think this like points to that same movement. Yeah, like on the inside, there's like all this aliveness and emotion, and then more contained on the outside.
I feel like for a long time there's been a lot, a large buffer between me and like it feels both internal, like just in between like like heart and like mind and breath and voice and all of that, and then this like right on the outside too, like energetically, like a buffer. And there are these moments where it opens or gets porous or there's the letting in, but it feels like it just like it like comes in and it comes in, it comes in, and then small amounts come out, but there's a lot of just like containing it when there are those openings. I think there's a trying to fully close them, but not always closing them, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and when you said containment and your hands came together sort of like this. And I'm wondering, is that here right now, containment?
Somewhat, but also, yeah, I do still feel like there's a lot of just being in contact with what is and that there's openness to that. So it's not It's not like the doors are fully shut, it's like they're partially open.
Yeah, and as you're talking, I'm remembering the desire for freedom. Yeah, what do you notice when I say that now?
I feel like freedom is like being able to take full embodied breaths, and it's like no matter how much I effort, it feels like it's just too tight and shallow. Yeah, I think there's like a there's a another kind of collapse that happens of like I don't know how possible that is.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of sadness there. I don't know how possible that is.
Yeah, I go into like thinking about all of the moments of being really like open and tapping into those places of authenticity and really sharing of myself, and then feeling pretty shut down or injured by that experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it feels really confusing. It feels like, how do people do it? How do we all like show up in the world authentically? It's like so, it can be so confusing and painful.
Yeah, how do we do it? And what do you notice in your heart right now?
It feels like achy and somewhat congested. It feels kind of like one of those constructed houses in a fish tank that's like not really made with many parts, but just made with a mold of sorts. And it's meant to look like the door's open or the window's open, but it's just kind of dilapidated in certain places where there are openings for the fish to go in and out.
Yeah, just keep bringing awareness into your heart, that congestion, kind of dilapidated in some parts, designed to look open. And just only if you want, I just want to make an offering for you to give a tone to your heart, just a sound of what it sounds like. And with your eyes still closed, yeah, what do you notice?
Really hurts. Like really like tender and achy in there. Feels raw, it feels attended to.
Is it okay with you if we just stay here with your heart and tend to your heart? Just keep filling your heart with awareness and presence. Just seeing if there's anything your heart needs from you in this moment.
And like being with it and feeling and breathing. It's like there's a stretching that happens that also feels kind of achy, but maybe in a way where it's like a muscle, it feels like it's okay.
Just giving your heart all the attention and stretching and breathing it needs right now. I want to create the space for anything that you're holding for anyone else to just kind of give it back to them for this moment. Just keep making more room for you. You've mentioned the state of the world, your partner, people you work with, your dad. Yeah, just if it would feel good to you, just taking a few breaths and just letting them be where they are, just making more room for you. What do you notice?
There's still like an ache, but there's like more stillness inside.
Yeah. Just letting yourself rest in that stillness. Just just with your eyes closed, is it okay with you if we put some attention on your young one? Let them know we see them. What do you notice when you look at them?
Interesting. I'm having like a, it's like I'm trying to witness myself at a younger age and I keep seeing my little brother. So I'm like having a, like my brain's trying to shift out of that, but so it's showing them.
Yeah, just noticing your little brother here's is here too. Yeah. How is that for you when you see them?
It's easier for me to see him because of his like preciousness, and he's 4.5 years younger than me, and kind of was like his caretaker, and there's a way where, yeah, like I think I still like worry for him or want for him so much, and see him like at that young age.
Yeah, you still worry for him. You can see his preciousness. Yeah. And when I hear that, I have attention on the you who was his caretaker, that you were taking care of him. What do you notice when I say that?
I think I think it was really important.
Yeah. Just keep making room for the emotion. Let yourself feel them. Yeah.
Think in a way, I feel this is probably like the origin of why I needed to be strong. He like really struggled as a child, and you know, he could like barely breathe. He had really severe asthma and had to be hospitalized a lot. He had a really like intense OCD and really hyperactive ADHD, and you know, would sleep with his shoes on and was, you know, constantly washing his hands and getting in trouble at school, and you know, it was like, it was like everything that was happening in our family was funneled into him. And I didn't have the like time or ability or knowing to be with myself. It was just like, I need to be there for him. I need to, you know, be like this big sibling and like take care of everything and be like spouses to my parents and be a parent to my brother.
What do you notice in your body when you see that?
Think there's a stilling that happens. There's like a almost like a soldiering up kind of thing that happens. And there's also, I can feel into some of how like that isn't fair and how I feel angry about it. And I feel like I just missed out on so much of being a child. I don't even know how to like retrieve any of that.
Yeah, just making room for all of that, the anger, the grief. Yeah, of everything you missed out on as a child. But it seems like you're kind of holding in the emotion right there at the top of your throat again. What do you notice? Like the straw.
Yeah, I was having this thought of like, I just really wanted everyone to be okay.
Just keep seeing your young one, how they wanted everyone to be okay. Yeah. And became everything to everyone. And lost connection with self.
It's just like I'm still like, where am I? Like,
Yeah.
what, like as I go back into those younger places, I just, it's like I see everyone but myself. It's like I can't fully feel myself.
And so just telling them, I see that you feel invisible, just like really seeing the invisibility of that. And what do you notice when you look at that?
There's kind of a dropping again that happens. It's like, yeah, I am invisible. Like, why don't I get to exist?
Just stay there with them in that experience of being invisible, just acknowledging, witnessing.
I can tell there's like a thought or a feeling of like it being kind of powerful too, that I feel like I get to see all the things that are going on and like no one knows.
Just keep seeing how powerful they are. Is there anything you'd want to say to them, to your young one?
The thing comes up is just like, I think you're great.
No. Just keep offering that to them, just seeing how great they are, letting them receive that from you. I think you're great.
Just feel like my younger self is kind of just in confusion a bit. Like there's like some letting that in, and then there's just like, why doesn't anyone else see it? And like, why is it like this?
Just see that they want to be seen. They want to be seen by others too. It's great. Making room for confusion about why that isn't so. What do you notice now?
And there's like again kind of like a stillness that happens. Don't feel like there's as much achiness in my heart space anymore.
Is there anything else you want to say to them?
To know that I'm here and that in some way we're not alone. That I can be like safe with myself.
Beautiful.
And so I want to really like believe that fully.
Like you're learning to be a safe space for yourself. And you want to believe it fully.
Yeah. When I go back to those child places, I didn't have a protector. There was like a lot of abuse that happening. And I didn't know how to like protect myself. And so there's this feeling of like now, because I'm always taking care of other people, there's still like that thing that's happening where I don't know if I know how to protect myself. It's like I'm waiting for some like adult to come in and like take me out of the situation or, yeah, but I know that like I have to be the adult and there's just so much like going on all the time. It's like overwhelming to track.
That makes sense to me. And just while we're here with them, I'm just wondering, what do they need from you in order to feel safe and protected?
Know, that question kind of just reverberates out for a while. There's kind of this like wishful thinking of like they need me to like take them away from there. Like they need me to like stop what's happening.
Yeah. If you're wanting to do that now, we can bring them out of there, out of the house, or bring them somewhere special. What do you notice?
And myself going like to the ocean.
Yeah.
Just imagining being like young and having the opportunity to like swim and be in the ocean with like different ocean creatures and feeling like connected to that, feeling like there's some like magic in being there. There's not like people around. I'm just connected in with the animals, the water animals there.
Get a sense of freedom. Just letting them feel free to connect with the animals, with swing. And what do you notice?
There's like this ability to just be like underwater and not have to worry about if I could breathe or not. Just be like submerged in this other world.
Yeah.
There's something for me that feels really like sacred and like holding about the ocean. Like it's so vast and like kind of terrifying and powerful, but also like really comforting and like friendly at the same time.
Yeah. And if you're willing, just letting them know how old you are now. Letting them know that you really are out of that house. What do you notice when you do that?
Think first about my cats
Yeah.
and how, as a kid, I always really loved cats, but I wasn't allowed to have them until my parents divorced. And this is like the cats that I have are the first pets that I've ever owned as an adult or had as, been guardian to fully. And so there's kind of a there's always this delight for like my younger self that I like. That I get to be a guardian to cats and
Yeah.
parent, and I think about, yeah, the space that I live in and, being able to walk under the trees or be in the backyard and just, yeah, that there is safety like in my space and I get to do things that I want.
Beautiful. Just feeling that in your body, that sovereignty of choice. I can do things that I want. Yeah. The sacred space you've created with your kittens and trees. Yeah, just still with your eyes closed. I just have attention on time, so I just want to orient you to time. And as we start to come to a close, I'm wondering if you want to just affirm what's true for you. I've heard you mention themes of, can I exist? Am I safe? I want to be free. What is deeply true for you in this moment?
What is true is that I have choice and like I'm a creator of my life. I'm still learning how to feel safe and honor myself and be connected.
Just feel the resonance of those words. It's in your whole being, your whole body. If you found this episode meaningful and want to deepen into the practices of transpersonal counseling, check out our trainings at awakentherapist.com. We have live, online, and go at your own pace offerings that are designed to empower you to unlock the magic of psychotherapy. Thank you for continuing to learn the art of creating a truly sacred healing space for your clients.